Good morning. It's Monday, September 2nd. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Category 5 Hurricane Dorian has been ravaging the northern Bahamas for more than 24 hours. Top winds this morning were at 165 miles per hour, and the eye of Dorian was crawling to the west at 1 mile per hour. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne said the storm should begin to turn to the northwest today, then accelerate to the north by tomorrow.
Confidence has increased that the center of Hurricane Dorian will stay offshore. It will probably parallel the Atlantic coast Wednesday night and Thursday as a Category 2 or 3 storm. It's important to note, though, that Dorian will become much larger in geographic size by that time. This means hazards such as storm surge, heavy rain, and tropical storm force winds will likely spread inland across much of the Lowcountry and PD regions.
Hawthorne says the rainfall amounts immediately along the coast could exceed 6 inches, with 2 to 6 inches expected east of the I-85 corridor. A significant storm surge is also possible in low-lying areas along the coast, but Hawthorne says it's still a bit early to project how high the inundation may be. Yesterday evening, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster began making preparations as forecasters show Hurricane Dorian is likely to take aim at the Palmetto State.
I'm issuing a mandatory evacuation starting at noon on Monday, September 2nd. Now, of course, the hurricane will be moving up the coast, and some may say, why issue the evacuation order all at the same time for the whole coast? And that is because there's only a few hours of difference that will, marginal differences, one time is the right time to issue. I'm issuing a second executive order closing all schools and state government offices in the following counties. This is starting Tuesday a.m., September the 3rd. This is for the entire day on Tuesday for schools and state government offices. Jasper, Beaufort, Colleton, Charleston, Berkeley, Dorchester, Georgetown, and Oree. And again, that starts Tuesday, September 3rd, and they will remain closed how long? Until further notice. For the Midlands, where many schools are used as shelters, any decisions on school and state government office closings there will be made when and will be announced and made when and if necessary.
Lane reversals begin at noon as officials face the challenge of trying to evacuate nearly 1 million residents and thousands of tourists over a busy holiday weekend. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has the latest from Charleston.
The governor says people along the coast need to go. Lane reversals get underway today on I-26 from Charleston and on U.S. 278 from Hilton Head. Area schools and government offices will remain closed Tuesday. The city of Charleston will hand out sandbags and offer free parking for residents during the storm. Officials say temporary pumps have been secured for areas prone to flooding, and city buildings are being secured. Meantime, Sullivan's Island is asking people to stay out of the ocean, saying it's just too dangerous. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
The South Carolina Emergency Management Division has posted a Know Your Zone tool on their website, scemd.org, to help residents determine if they are in a mandatory evacuation area. Beginning at noon today, lane reversals will take place on I-26 out of Charleston and U.S. 278 out of Hilton Head Island. Tomorrow, state agencies will be closed in the following counties: Beaufort, Berkeley, Colleton, Charleston, Dorchester, Georgetown, Oree, and Jasper. The American Red Cross also stands ready to open shelters statewide if needed, and staff members and volunteers are mobilizing along the state's coast. Pets will not be allowed at Red Cross shelters, but animal shelters are also prepared to take in pets affected by the evacuation. Those your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.